In Singapore, preparations are underway as the Asia-Pacific's key security summit returns to the city-state after a two-year hiatus due to COVID-19 restrictions. It will provide a face-to-face encounter between senior US and Chinese defense officials amid growing tensions. The summit is named for the hotel hosting the event and is organized by the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies, or the IISS.
The main topic at the Shangri-La Dialogue is the US and China. Relations between the two superpowers are bad and getting worse, and so the two defense ministers from the country will both be speaking.
Now, in its 19th year, the meetings have become a key forum for debating the region's security challenges.
The conference has traditionally attracted attention not just for the speeches and more public aspects, but for the bilateral and multilateral meetings that take place quietly on the sidelines.
Until now, the US and Chinese defense chiefs have only spoken on the phone.
One of the big talking points of this week is whether Lloyd Austin, the US Defense Secretary, and General Wei Fenghe, the Chinese Defense Secretary, are actually going to meet each other for the very first time. And so those meetings are important. They're the way that business gets done in international defense diplomacy.
Washington has repeatedly stressed the importance of the Indo-Pacific and accused Beijing of aggressive actions in the region, particularly over the South China Sea and Taiwan. Beijing has also criticized the US for playing what it calls geopolitical games with the region over issues such as a security pact between Australia, the UK and the US known as AUKUS, which will help Australia to acquire nuclear-powered submarines.
I think for the first time Indonesia is...
Analysts say middle powers in the region are hoping tensions can be resolved.
We need to ask whether or not competition could be de-escalated, is it managed or is it going to be won? And I think these are the questions that are still not being fully answered. But I think from the perspective of Southeast Asian states, at least in an ideal world, we would like to see the US-China competition not only peacefully managed, but hopefully de-escalated and resolved.
Regional issues such as the violence in Myanmar, with hundreds of civilians killed since the 2021 coup, will also be discussed, but with no representatives of the junta or the lawmakers in exile invited. Organizers hope for a productive weekend that leads to solutions rather than further tensions. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Singapore.